It's Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday out there. Lots of boys high school basketball action, and I do have a score update, by the way, on the Edwards County and West Frankfort game. I do have a score update for that here, and taking a look here at that score update here for you. Again, this is from the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. The fifth place bracket ended the first quarter. West Frankfort was leading Edwards County 21-13. You can hear that game on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9, and online through NetworkOneSports.com. Again, end of the first quarter. Last update, West Frankfort over Edwards County. West Frankfort was leading Edwards County 21-13. And keep listening here to Sports Talk. I'll give you some quarterly score updates for that game there. So that is the latest update that we have at this time. Let me check. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hang on here. Just came in here. Just came in. At the half, I should say. At the half, West Frankfort 36, Edwards County 28. Again, West Frankfort 36, Edwards County 28. Fifth place bracket here at the half of the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. So West Frankfort, the Redbirds, leading the Lions. Now, speaking of the El Dorado Holiday Tournament, let's take a look at the local sports scores from last night here. Just want to mention those. Fairfield defeated Carterville 72-46 in the winner's bracket. Talked about Edwards County. Of course, they lost to Massac County 64-48. That put Edwards County in that fifth place bracket because of that loss. Vienna defeated Hamilton County 56-46. Harding County over Carrier Mills 57-33. It was El Dorado over Gallatin County 77-63. Heron over West Frankfort 73-68 in overtime. In fact, West Frankfort even had a dunk at the buzzer right when the first half concluded. So the Redbirds, they got some players that can slam it down, and certainly did that time in that game. Vienna over Carmi White County 55-54. Harrisburg defeated NCOE 51-45. I was listening to that game last night, and I thought one of the big things about that game was NCOE led for the first time in that game in the fourth quarter for a couple of moments there, but the Bulldogs quickly responded and made their free throws down the stretch. Also, it was El Dorado over Harding County late last night, 62-55. At the Cesar Valier Holiday Tournament yesterday, it was Odin over Waltonville, 55-50. Cobden over Ziegler-Royalton, 47-33. Marissa Coulterville, the Meteors, they defeated Woodlawn, 57-43. Now, this next final here is a big one. It was Cesar Valier over Thompsonville, 66-52. Now, you may recall, if you've been following Mules basketball this season, you may recall that the Mules took on Cesar Valier back in early December, earlier this month. But Thompsonville, though, was undefeated going into that game against Cesar Valier. And for the Tigers, that was their first loss of the season. Tigers were also state-ranked in 1A, so a great win right there for the Red Devils of Cesar Valier. Sparta over Christopher, 78-50. Gorville top Johnston City in a close one, 67-62. At the Vandalia Holiday Tournament yesterday, Flora over Patoka, 56-40. South Central over Father McGivney, 48-40. Pena over Patoka, 74-48. Ocala Valley, over Father McGivney, 48-29. Ocala Valley, known as the Timberwolves. Shelbyville over Cumberland, 70-63. And Vandalia top Macon Meridian in a high-scoring affair, 90-77. Pickneyville, Duster Thomas Hoops Classic. It was Jerseyville over Roxana yesterday, 70-56. Union County, Kentucky over Trigg County, Kentucky, 60-51. Chester defeated Alvarado in a close one, 53-48. Trenton Westquin over Trico, 57-32. Benton defeated DuCoin, 62-46. Alney Richland County, the Tigers, they knocked off Greenville, 45-31. Salem over Cisna Park, 51-44. And Pickneyville beat Steelville, 65-43. At the Dietrich Holiday Tournament, it wrapped up yesterday, actually. A seventh-place game went to Oblong. They defeated Cowden-Herrick of Beecher City, 46-44. Fifth-place game, Arcola over Sullivan, 59-48. Third-place game, it was North Quay over Newton, 66-47. In fact, before the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. North Clay, of course, which participated in that. Newton defeated North Clay prior to the Conrad Allen. This time, North Clay kind of did some vengeance, a little bit of a payback right there that time. And Red Hill, who won the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament in Wayne City, well, they won the Dietrich Holiday Tournament. They knocked off the host Dietrich 69-56. So the Red Hill Salukis winning a couple of tournaments this year already. Other tournaments, Breeze Modern Day, Metro East Lutheran over Breeze Modern Day, 64-61. Mascoutah over Red Bay, Alabama, 66-52. Breeze Central over Oakville, 53-39. Good win for the Cougars there. It was a Briarcrest Tennessee Christian over Highland, 75-33. Nashville defeated Breeze Modern Day, 46-32. Over at the Carbondale Tournament, Saxony Lutheran over Mounds Meridian, 62-56. St. Mary, Missouri over Cairo, 74-52. Covington, Tennessee blew out Southland College Prep, 101-47. Also, Mundelein over Carbondale, 59-45. At the Effingham T-Town Holiday Tournament yesterday, lots of games there. It was T-Town over Lincoln Way East, 62-58 in overtime. Springfield SHG, Sacred Heart Griffin over Effingham, 54-44. Central A&M, they have a good team this year. They defeated Pleasant Plains, 48-37. Chicago Corliss over Mattoon, 70-44. Charleston defeated Chicago Julian, 79-51. Antioch over Chicago Brooks, 60-50. Oakland over Effingham St. Anthony in a close one. Nail-biter, 62-61. It was Altamont over Lawrenceville, 63-53. Now, this game right here had some controversy at the end, and it was earlier in the day yesterday, but Springfield, Sacred Heart Griffin defeated Mattoon 90-89 in overtime. A little bit of controversy right there at the end of that game, according to reports up there. It was T-Town edging Pleasant Plains, 36-35. Effingham over Chicago Corliss, 63-59. Lincoln Way East over Central A&M, 58-49. Effingham St. Anthony over Chicago Julian, 69-28. Chicago Brooks over Lawrenceville, 58-44. Oaklawn defeated Charleston, 73-55. And Antioch over Altamont, 79-51. And again here, we'd like to remind you about the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. If you just happen to tune in to Sports Talk, again, at the half, West Frankfort leading Edwards County 36-28 at the half in the fifth place bracket. And you can listen to the Edwards County game on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9. Taking a look here at some NBA scores for you last night here. And again, these are our final scores from last night. Indiana Pacers defeated the Detroit Pistons 125-88. Also, the Chicago Bulls knocked off the Washington Wizards 101-92. Also, taking a look here, the NHL. Well, last night, the Blues and the Blackhawks, they had the night off. Meanwhile, in college football action, still have some bowl games that were going on here. And there was some, actually, that happened last night here. And taking a look at those scores here for you, on it was Washington over Iowa State, 28-26 in the Valero Alamo Bowl. Also, the Camping World Bowl, 34-18, Syracuse knocked off West Virginia. And also in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl last night, Auburn blew out Purdue, 63-14. So that's a look here at some local sports scores for you, national sports scores as well. It's got a lot of boys high school basketball college tournaments going on. Now, coming back here from Sports Talk, we're going to be hearing from head coach Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules following their win over Carterville last night. And plenty more, even talk about the holiday schedules here. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be back following these words.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When the temperature climbs, does your home develop hotspots? Consider eliminating those hotspots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on those hard-to-reach spaces that need it most. Bring home versatile and efficient air conditioning that's easier to install than standard ducted systems. Carrier ductless. Visit CompleteHVAC.org for more. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. By the way, we'd like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted, so you can listen to it online through our website at WFIWRadio.com. Also, I'll post a link to our Facebook page whenever that is uploaded. That way, you can check it out here. Now, last night, before I mention Fairfield here, I want to mention a congratulations here to Justin Wallace of the Edwards County Lions. Edwards County playing right now, but Justin Wallace scored his 1,000th career point last night in the game against Massac County. So congratulations to Justin Wallace, who's playing right now along with his teammates at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. Now, let's talk about Fairfield here for a moment. The Mules and Carterville game last night, both teams got off to a little bit of a slow start right there, but eventually Fairfield got on a roll, and they beat the Carterville Lions 72-46. Mark Turner, he talked with Mules coach Scott McElravy after last night's game with Carterville.
Coach Scott McElravy has joined us. Coach, congratulations on the W. Really took it to Carterville in that third quarter.
Yeah, we knew that they would scout well. We knew that they would play very good defense. I thought, as far as all the games we played this year, they took our out-of-bounds plays even away from us more than any team had. You know, Coach Hawkins is a good coach. They shot a little better in the first half than I thought they would, because they've struggled to score this year. But I thought, we challenged the kids at halftime. Second quarter was a little better than the first quarter. I think we got ready for the speed of the game maybe a little bit there. It took us a little while, but we challenged them at halftime. We always say, hey, let's win this next quarter. And I thought our defense really turned into good offense in the third there.
I thought early on in the ball game, you guys fell behind 9-2. You put in Luke Dagg and Cody Cantrell and Landon Zerlini. And anytime those three come on the floor, it seems like the defense just jumps up a notch or two.
Well, Luke defense and the other two, they're getting better too. They're usually instant offense, the other two. But, it's a great problem to have when you can come off the bench with that type of talent, We're playing a full-length game, pressing and whatnot, and so you hope that the other team isn't as deep as you, where you can wear them down a little bit, where they, at the end of the game, if it's close, they've lost legs to shoot those deep shots.
Again, James L. O'Neill gets a little foul trouble early in the ball game, and Reese Lee and Wyatt Gilbert really took things into their own hands.
Yeah, Reese has had a great tournament so far, I think, I told him that he owed Brian two lunches. On a couple of those runouts, he missed him. He threw ahead of him a couple of times. But, that's guys trying to make plays. We want to force the other team to have to guard us, in a fast break situation. That's what we can – that's one of our strengths, I've said it before, to play a half-court slowdown game with this group would be holding them back. Now we need to do that if a team puts us into that. But if we can get out and run, these guys, they love doing that. We've got good athletes.
Thought the Mules did a much better job in two aspects of the game tonight over last night. That's turnovers and rebounding.
Yeah, and our turnovers actually tonight, I don't know what we ended up with.
I had you for 13.
Okay, and I would say four or five of those were on pass aheads, trying to get that fast break layup. So those are aggressive turnovers. They're not, you know, not thinking turnovers. So, you know, you're going to have to, like I tell them, we're going to have to deal with a few of those if we're playing fast-paced like that. 13 against this Carterville defense isn't bad.
Then, of course, rebounding, you really out-rebounded Carterville tonight.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit because they've got a couple physical kids down low. The Garvey kid, he's pretty muscular. You know, the number 33, same thing. They hit the boards hard. But I think at halftime we had 15 or 16 offensive boards. We actually didn't shoot the ball as well as I thought we would in the first half. But the kids didn't quit trying. They kept after it. And Coach Brooke promised me over there on the sideline, it may not be pretty, but we're going to be okay. And he was right.
All right, now you get to watch a couple of upset winners from yesterday, NCOE and Harrisburg. What do you know about either one of those guys?
Well, NCOE has some good young kids. My son's a sophomore. That sophomore group is going to be all right. You know, the Melton kid hit the big three to win it against El Dorado. Money, the point guard, you know, Riggs. They've got a good sophomore group, you know. Harrisburg's young as well. I mean, two young groups. They lost everybody from last year, so that was a big win for them. So this should be an interesting game. We can't let down. You know, just because these guys upset the 4-5, we know what that's about. We've been upset before. So, you know, I think the kids are really excited being in the Final Four. Guaranteed of a late-night game tomorrow night, which we were hoping for. So it should be a lot of fun.
You know, we were talking during the game that number 4 seed, Gallatin County, came in with the 4 seed and get knocked out in two games. You guys came in with the 4 seed. That 4 seed may be bad luck for
teams. We were the 5 last year.
5 seed, okay.
Yeah, don't remind me of that. I don't want to think about that. But, yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, how many times do you see it in the NCAA tournament where a 4 or 5 gets beat?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
You do.
So
you do.
That just shows good parity. And, you know, sometimes these 3A, these river schools, they may come in with a lesser record, but, you know, the competition they play is rough.
And the physicality
of
the game.
Oh, yeah.
They play a lot more physical defense than what you see in the BDC.
And that was good for us. So, you know, this should be a good ball game. We'll rest up. We'll meet with the kids in the morning and get ready with whoever wins this game. And, you know, we had a good group of fans down here tonight. Hopefully we'll be even bigger tomorrow.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for the visit. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And that was head coach Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules again, coming off of that win last night against Carterville. Final score there was 72-46. Now, the Mules talked about NCOE and Harrisburg toward the end of the interview. The Mules are going to be taking on Harrisburg again. Harrisburg defeated NCOE 51-45 last night. That was the game following the Mules and Carterville game. And we'll be broadcasting that game for you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Again, the Mules could be taking on Harrisburg at 1:30. Now, if Fairfield was to win, Fairfield was to defeat Harrisburg, then they will take on the winner of the Herron-Massac County game. Now, if the Mules were to fall here, if the Mules were to lose, they would take on the loser of the Massac County Herring game for third place. Now, we'd like to tell you, we'll talk more about the El Dorado Holiday Tournament schedule here in a moment, but that is where we're at right now in terms of Fairfield. Now, Edwards County, which is playing right now against West Frankfort, if the Lions were to win, they will play for fifth place at 6 p.m. against the winner of Carterville and NCOE. Now, if the Lions lose to West Frankfort, they'll be eliminated from the tournament, as it is a double elimination tournament down there at the EHT. You are listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Stay tuned, because coming up here, we'll talk about the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. We'll talk about the tournament schedule and also talk about some other tournaments in the area in Southern Illinois as well. So that's coming up here on Sports Talk. Stay tuned. Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here, and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all your friends at F&B. We wish you peace, happiness, and prosperity during the Christmas season and throughout the New Year. All F&B locations will close at noon, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve, and will be closed for Christmas and New Year's days. We sincerely thank you for your business in 2018, and we look forward to serving you in the new year. Happy Holidays, FNB, Banking, Business, Life. Member FDIC.
The Big Finish event is here at Le Mans Chrysler, along with the best automotive deals of 2018. 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Save up to $12,044 on the all-new 19 Ram 1500. New 2018 Ram Heavy Duty Trucks discounted up to $11,145. Remaining new 2018 Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Save up to $15,261. Le Mans prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. These offers end December 31st. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield, and LeMansOnline.com.
Get the good stuff.
The annual year-end tool sale is going on now at Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield and Wayne City. Get the lowest prices of the year on in-stock and special order tools. Hand tools, power tools, battery chargers, jacks, toolboxes, creepers, testers, compressors, shop vacs, and much more. All tools are on sale until December 31st. From everyone at Napa in Fairfield and Wayne City, they wish you and your family a blessed and prosperous new year.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. Time is about 9:21 here. We'd like to remind you that this episode of Sports Talk will be podcasted. That way you can listen to it online through our website at WFIWradio.com. All you have to do is just click or tap on the About Us, and you'll see like a drop-down menu occur. Just click on Sports Talk right there, and you could also listen to past episodes of Sports Talk as well. Okay, so let's talk about the El Dorado Holiday Tournament here. That's going to be the focus here as it is going on right now. We'd like to remind you again of the score at the half here. Again, it is West Frankfort leading Edwards County 36-28. West Frankfort, the sixth seed. Edwards County, the seventh seed. So that game is going on right now. Again, that's the half. So you can listen to that game on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9, and also online through NetworkOneSports.com. Now, taking a look at the remaining schedule of the El Dorado Holiday Tournament at 10 a.m., it will be Carterville versus NCOE. 12 p.m., Heron versus Massac County. Whoever wins that game will advance to the championship game. And then 1:30, it will be Fairfield. Take it on Harrisburg. Again, we'll have that game on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com with the Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show starting at about 10, 15 minutes prior to the tip-off. Also at 4:30, El Dorado versus Vienna for the Consolation Championship right there. 6 p.m. is the fifth-place game. That's what Edwards County is battling West Frankfort for, is a fifth place. 7:30 will be the third place game, and then 9 p.m. is the championship of the EHT. So today is the last day of the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. Also, high school wrestling, Fairfield, going to be also in Southern Illinois, just over to the west, actually. Going to be at the Carterville Duels again, high school wrestling. And also, the Illini, Illinois men's Fighting Illini basketball team, going to be taking on Florida Atlantic at 1 p.m. Beginner of that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We'll take another quick pause here, and we'll be right back. We'll go over the remaining tournaments that we're keeping an eye on here in Southern Illinois, and I'll tell you about the matchups of those, and that's coming up here. I'll also wrap it up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Be right back following these messages.
Are you looking for a bank that still offers free checking? Well, look no further. People's National Bank has your free checking needs covered. This is Heidi Atterbury, relationship banker at People's National Bank in Fairfield. You can open your free checking account with just $100. There's no minimum balance, plus receive unlimited check writing, free online and mobile banking, and free bill pay. Stop by 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield to open your free checking account today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Abbott Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile tread wear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Abbott Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. Time is 9:26. Let's go ahead and take a look at the other tournaments that we're keeping an eye on here. The Sessevalier Holiday Tournament, that is still going on. You have the fifth place game between Sparta and Gorville. That'll be starting at 1:30 this afternoon. Also, the Consolation Championship game between Odin and Cobden at 5 p.m. Third place game, Woodlawn and Thompsonville, that will be held at 3 p.m. And then, tournament championship, Marissa Coulterville can be taking on the host, Sessevalier. So that's a look at the Sessevalier Holiday Tournament. Take a look at the Pinckneyville Duster Thomas Hoops Classic. Do have right there for the games there. Already starting right now. You have Roxanne and Trigg kind of taking on each other. That's in the 13th place bracket. Also, Alvarado Trico as well later on at 12:30 in the afternoon, being the auxiliary right there. Fifth place bracket, you also have Benton taking on Greenville at 12 noon. Sisson Park taking on Steelville at 1:30. You have 11th place game at 5 p.m. Also, the Consolation Championship game will be at 3:30 this afternoon. Third place game will be held at 6:30. And then also you have DeCoin and Alden going to be taking on each other at 12 noon today. Salem and Pinckneyville going to be taking on each other at 1:30. And then the championship game at 8 p.m. over there at the Duster Thomas Hoops Classic over there in Pinckneyville. Another tournament up north here, you do have the Effingham T-Town Christmas Tournament. Taking a look at that right there for you. And Altamont will be taking on Lawrenceville at 4:30 this afternoon. Charleston will take on Chicago Julian at 6 p.m. Also, starting at 10 a.m., you're going to have a 15th place game right there. 11th place game will be at 10 a.m. Also, 7th place game at 11:30 a.m. The 5th place bracket games, you already got the, already going to be having some games right there. 45th place bracket will be happening today. 3rd place game, that will be held between Lincoln Way East and Effingham. That'll be at 3 p.m. Consolation Championship will be at 4:30 between Antioch and Oaklawn. Tournament Championship game, Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin will be taking on T-Town, one of the hosts of the tournament, the Wooden Shoes. So that's another tournament we'll keep an eye on here for you. Lots of boys high school basketball action here. A lot of these tournaments wrapping up today here as well. So keep listening here to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll wrap it up here following these words.
Happy holidays from Wainwright Propane. We'd like to thank you for your continued business and remind you to check your propane tank and order a fill-up. Don't wake up cold during the holiday season. Give Wainwright Propane a call today at 618-842-3940 and place your order. Wainwright Propane, your good neighbor propane supplier, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, open 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Cisney branch of 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Healthmart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Healthmart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Healthmart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Healthmart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
Get the good stuff.
Look no further. Napa and Wayne City has the tools for the job. December 3rd through December 27th, Napa is having a tool sale, and they guarantee the best prices of the year. Can't find what you need? Don't worry. Napa can order what you need and have it ready for you the next day. Napa sells auto parts, tools, and equipment for your cars, trucks, and farming equipment. Stop in today at 210 West Robinson in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. Time is 9:32 here on December 29th. I do have a score update here from the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. After three quarters of play, it's gotten closer here. West Frankfort leading Edwards County 53-47 after three quarters at the EHT again. Fifth place bracket game, West Frankfort 53, Edwards County 47. Now, let me go and talk about the Lions here. Now, if the Lions win, they'll play for fifth place at 6 p.m. against the winner of Carterville and NCOE. If the Lions lose to West Frankfort, they'll be eliminated from the tournament, as it is a double elimination tournament. Again, you can listen to that game on our sister station, 105.9 WOKZ, and through NetworkOneSports.com. As for the Fairfield Mules, they could be taking on Harrisburg at 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. The Mules win, they will be in the championship game against the winner of Massac County. It could be Massac County or Heron. Championship game will start at 9 p.m. at Duff Kingston. If the Mules lose to Harrisburg, they will be in the third-place game against the loser of Massac County, Heron. Now, the third-place game will begin at 7:30 p.m. We'll be covering the Mules this afternoon on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. The Rush Appliance and Furniture pregame show will start 10 to 15 minutes prior to the opening tip. So that is the way it's looking like right now. Again, West Frankfort leading Edwards County 53-47 after three quarters of play. All right, that about does it here for Sports Talk. The show is brought to you today by Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa of Fairfield, People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wayne White Propane, Trust Bank, Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, and Napa of Wayne City. You happen to hear any of those sponsors, tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of local high school sports here on the radio as well as online, and also of this program of Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Sports Talk. Last episode, actually, for the 2018 year. And be with you again next Saturday here when we'll be in the year 2019 on January 5th. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Sports Talk. Have a wonderful and safe Saturday weekend, and see you back all next week.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.